we visited about Oklahoma's state tree and the controversy that ran rampant in the state when it was discovered the chosen redbud tree might have a historical past linking it with Judas Iscariot. Well, it seems Oklahoma's state flower also ran into a long-standing argument after it was adopted. And I must admit that the state flower of my home state, chosen in 1893, 14 years before Oklahoma even was a state, is a bit unusual. For one thing, it's so tiny and short-lived that you have to look closely to see it. For another thing, the plant is considered a parasite, and that's where some people had a problem, what with the connotation of the word parasite being questionable to tack on to a state flower choice. But my fellow Okies, being of strong minds and sound bodies, declared the mistletoe deserving of the honor. And to keep folks from grumbling too much, they also named a state wildflower, the Indian blanket, to share the floral stage with mistletoe. Then more recently, in 2004, the decision was made to change the designation of state flower. Seems some folks just couldn't get away from the parasite image, so they renamed the state flower, choosing the Oklahoma rose. But staying true to the political panderings and meanderings that often seem to keep my home state in the headlines, mistletoe was not kicked out the door and abandoned. Rather, it was declared the official state floral emblem, and there it will remain. Seems mistletoe was chosen in those early hardscrabble years when pioneers began to settle the area. Staying green all year and sporting waxy white berries even in the winter, mistletoe became a leading decoration for the graves of settlers. So, in tribute to those settlers, the parasitic mistletoe still holds a place of honor on the statehouse record books. The new state flower of Oklahoma, the hybrid tea rose called Oklahoma, is indeed a thing of beauty. I planted one in honor of my dad several years ago, and it brings a sweet fragrance and large, deep red roses to my garden each year. I can understand why Oklahoma gardeners led the way for change, so they could put the state flower in their landscapes. Indian blanket, the state wildflower, is also a winner in many flower gardens. Known botanically as Gaillardia pulchella, it sports multiple blooms from May into September. The red-orange petals with yellow tips thrust up from fuzzy, serrated foliage, and the seed heads that follow the blossoms allow for naturalizing in properly prepared soil. Once established, Indian blanket needs little water and thrives in full sun, making it ideal for open areas, pastures, and roadsides throughout the high plains. The Kiowa tribe regards Indian blanket as good luck, and legend has it that an old warrior was buried on the prairie in his red and yellow blanket. The next spring, his grave was covered with red and yellow daisy-like flowers, thus giving the common name to this horticultural favorite.